Have you seen the new Ariana Grande and Troy Sivan music video?
I didn't realize it was a music video. I've listened to the song a lot, though.
I haven't listened to the music video either. But I was thinking about it this morning in the shower. Do you remember, like, when we grew up, when there was, like, iconic pop collaborations between two stars?
Or four. Hello, Lady Marmalade.
That was wild.
That was huge.
I don't think I was aware of what was actually going on, but I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was kind of massive, but I didn't realize it was a kind of a rare thing.
Yeah. I mean, tied to one of my favorite movies, Moulin Rouge. I really fell in love with Maya then, but then also didn't really follow the rest of her career.
I was just like, it's amazing how far we've come now that the iconic pop collaboration is between this young gay man and Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, it was like, was it Britney Spears and...
Will I Am? Scream and Shout?
Did they do...
Who was the one with the two... you know that song? Scream and Shout. Yeah.
And who was the one between... There was two...
What about Kelly and Nelly? Love you.
Oh, yeah. That was so good.
Yeah.
But what's the one where it's like they're in that white billowy sheet room and they're kind of like popping their heads in and out of the curtains?
Is that Britney and Madonna, Me Against the Music?
Yeah, it must be.
Huge. And then because that was post the kiss. How sad do you think Christina Aguilera is about the fact that her kiss gets almost no attention?
What was her kiss?
Madonna. So they sung Like a Virgin, Madonna, Britney, and Christina was also there.
Oh, you wouldn't know. History has erased her from
it's so,
the books.
It's like when your friends are talking about a memory they have and they're not mentioning any. I was there.
I got it, yeah, but you weren't really contributing.
Anyway, I love Ariana and I love Troy.
Yeah, same. I'm going to need to watch the video. And yeah. I'll do that as soon as this podcast ends.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Hello and welcome to the Male Gaze on a beautiful Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Sunday, because you can listen to this any day of the week.
Or if you don't abide by days, it could be just, I can't even say today if you didn't abide by it. It's just,
it could just be nus.
Nus.
Is that an alien listening to our podcast?
Yeah,
this is how they're learning about the human race.
Oh my
the
God,
male gaze
fuck,
podcast.
This is the wrong place to be listening, eh?
Yeah.
I dabble between Radio New Zealand and Talkback in my car. I really like Radio New Zealand in the morning because I'm like, oh, I'm getting all the news. I'm getting all the facts. Guy Espinar, he's like kind of nice. I don't know what he looks like, but I imagine in my mind, he has a very sweet face.
I listen to My FM all the time.
I love My FM.
I love all the hosts. There's a new girl who's hosting in the evening, so I just want to give a shout out to. I think her name may be Kim.
She won't be listening.
She won't be listening, but she's doing a great job.
But then at night, I listen to News Talk ZB.
Really?
Because it's like witching hour. And Marcus Lush. And just talking to all the fruits online. And it's just like, yesterday they were just talking about dogs. Just
cute.
Like what their favourite dogs are. And they're like, every dog has a different personality. And you can't tie them on the back of your ute anymore. Like, it's just wild, the conversations. And Marcus Lush, maybe he's my queen of the week. He's just so passionate about his job. He's on Talkback.
What is his job?
He does the Talkback shift from, like, I think 8 till midnight or something.
I just remember he used to sell his DVDs at Marbex Miraval Mall, one of my earliest jobs.
Does he have a music career?
No. His DVDs were called North and South, and one was like about the South Island and the other one was about the North Island.
Cool.
And it was like,
I'm already hooked.
It was like a go-to Christmas present.
Wow.
Like when you're working the shelf at Christmas, it's like an Adele CD, a copy of Love Actually, a Marcus Lush. It's like those three things just on rotate the whole time you're there.
And he was like he's an Aucklander who then just moved to Bluff, I think.
Wow.
He lives in Bluff.
I'd be super stoked if my last name was Lush.
I know.
Eli Lush.
That's why I think he's... To be honest, that's why I'm interested in him, and that's why I think he's a bit of an icon, is literally because of his... If he was like Marcus Sweat or something, I would be less interested, but the fact that he's Lush, I'm like, oh, he's... He's a bit fruity.
Yeah, love that. I like that too. Do you ever buy products from Lush?
Oh my God, yes. I literally had a bath last night.
Oh.
With not one, but two bath bombs in it from Lush, because they put the first one in and I thought, this isn't enough. I can still see my body. Because I like that you put a bath bomb in and then the bath changes colour and you can't see your like sad body in the bath. So I put the second bath bomb in. Then, because it was 10:30 and I just finished work for the night.
Yeah.
This sounds like I'm a call girl or something. My boyfriend comes in.
An older gentleman.
And he's like, how are you going?
He told me not to tell anyone. I met him.
My boyfriend comes in and he serves me up a plate of curry.
I really didn't sound like you guys like curry thing.
And I continued to eat a Masaman curry in a bath watching Taskmaster on TVZ On Demand. Great platform.
That's so beautiful.
And I was like, I know this should be wrong, but I'm loving this.
Was it hard to balance the plate in the bath?
No, I just held it.
I've got a big bag of charcoal bath salts, which, to be honest, everyone has been using except for me. I've used them once.
Are they yours?
Yes, I got them for Christmas. And there's some left over. I go overseas tomorrow. I'm like, maybe I just need to get into them.
You don't have time.
No, I can have a bath today. Come on, man.
Midday bath.
Do you want a fact of the game?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is good as well because what I'm about to talk about is available to watch on TVNZ On Demand alongside our beautiful web series. The film Brokeback Mountain. Do you know that's on TVNZ On Demand?
Wow!
Trippy, yay!
They had a great platform going.
They had a great selection. Can you guess for me which actors turned down...
Heath Ledger, Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, sorry.
Which actors were in the movie... Can you guess which actors turned down the leading roles in Brokeback Mountain?
Good question.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Okay, we need someone who's a similar age bracket.
Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire could never be in like a period piece, I don't think. He's too...
He kind of looks like a signature range... Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes, he looks like 2005.
Wow, just the year.
Just the year.
It was not a good year for me. And who's the guy in you know, I'm already taking the first name.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who's in She's the Man?
Channing Tatum.
Is that Channing Tatum?
I wish Channing Tatum was in Brokeback Mountain.
Oh no, sorry,
oh
I didn't
God.
Mean that. I actually mean the guy who was in Mean Girls. Who's the heartthrob in Mean Girls?
Oh, who is the heartthrob in Mean Girls?
Him.
Okay. No. Bigger names.
Will Smith.
No. Will Smith?
And Patti LuPone.
Do you think... What do you think about the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith rumours that they are both gay and that the marriage... They're both beards for each other.
I just don't understand why Jada Pinkett Smith would have to hide that. I could understand maybe why Will would think that he'd have to hide it because, you know, he was a massive mainstream celebrity in the 90s.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like, oh, we can't cut you off from other roles. But I feel like Jada Pinkett Smith, it's just, you know, how bad is she in Girls Night Out or whatever that film's called?
Girls Trip.
Girls Trip.
Yeah. Rough Girls Night Out to the Bridesmaidsville.
that movie is wild.
It's wild because Tiffany Haddish is so good in it. Tiffy Haddish.
She's so great.
Her book is also fantastic. But it just raises everything else. Like, if she wasn't there, the movie would be hot garbage, I reckon.
Jada Pinkett Smith is on it. Because I thought, oh, she was a woman of stature and respectability. And then there's a scene of her on a rope swing pissing on everyone.
That's Tiffany Haddish.
I'm sure Jada
Pinkett Smith... Oh, Pinkett no, they both do.
They both piss on everyone.
Jada Pinkett Smith does it by accident. And then Tiffany does it on purpose. Yes, you're right.
And I was like... How did the mother of Willow and Jaden end up pissing on everyone in this
two
movie?
Two perfect children.
They're amazing, eh?
Okay, so here's the people who've turned down Brokeback Mountain. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
Brad Pitt.
I was going to say Brad Pitt, but I thought he was too old.
Matt Damon.
Wow.
And Ryan Phillippe. There's a bit of a letdown at the end there. It's like three of the biggest names ever.
Who's this famous... swimmer with a similar name?
Tom Daly.
No. Isn't there another swimmer who's Phillippe?
No. I don't know, maybe.
Oh,
why would I know that, and why do you know that?
I don't know. It's just it's a name that's floating around in my brain for some reason.
Anyway, apparently nobody wanted to do it. This was when Gus Van Sant was going to be the director before Ang Lee took over. Apparently just no one wanted to do it. Everyone was very apprehensive. They all said no.
Wow.
I also read an article saying Mark Wahlberg wasn't one of the names involved. Mark Wahlberg?
Can you Wahlberg.
Imagine? Oh.
Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg?
You can imagine Mark Wahlberg.
It's like when you said, we were doing improv the other day and you were talking about
a... Very cool. Don't tell people we're doing improv, Chris.
What's that green fruit that falls off the tree?
Feijoa.
Feijoa, yeah. Feijoa, right?
No, Feijoa.
Tim, our producer, is it Feijoa or Feijoa? My one. He pointed it to me.
Fuck you, Tim. I'm leaving. Nah, just kidding. Well, and big thanks to our sponsor for the podcast, Feijoas.
Feijoa. The off-brand Feijoa. Signature Rangers Feijoa. Feijoa, spelled F-U... G-O-A-H.
Yum.
Feijoa.
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 Feijoa is like a fudge, but the flavor is feijoa.
Oh, that would be gorgeous. I actually really, to be honest, I'm not fazed with feijoas.
Ooh, that would be gorgeous. You don't like them?
Not really. Well, yum. I'm like, what is this? Because it's not really citrus. It's not really an orange. I'd rather eat an orange or I'd rather eat a banana.
It's halfway between citrus and banana, and I think it's the perfect fruit, and it's so snackable, and when it's in season, I tell you what.
There's a lot of it. Everyone's just like, do you want a big bag of feijoas that have fallen off my tree? The cat may have pissed on them, and Dean backed over a couple of them in the car.
Yeah, but you don't eat the skin, so it's fine. Piss away, cats. I'm cutting this open and eating the middle. Yum.
Yum. Okay, here's something I saw on Twitter the other day. And okay. I was like, this actually took me by surprise. So Young Labour and Green Labour are throwing their weight behind calls for the government to ban gay conversion therapy, which I didn't realise was not illegal in this country. The two youth wings say the practice is unethical and inhumane, and they have teamed up to launch a petition today urging Parliament to outlaw it. Conversion therapies can include any form of treatment of psychotherapy that aims to change a person's sexual orientation, eliminate or suppress same-sex attraction. So Young Greens I was doing so well.
You were. I was so impressed.
And
I was like, is this
a word that I don't know?
Are we
know?
On News Talk ZB right now? Because this hello, is Lush.
Chris Lush is in the house. Well, anyway, so there's a petition floating around online, which I haven't signed yet, but I will imminently sign it.
I didn't have time to take a spare moment to sign the petition.
I haven't signed it yet, no, because I saw it online. I was like, oh, gotta sign that, and then just didn't get up to it. But, like, I'm on the website right now.
Because you were too busy, because you were on the internet, a time where you clearly have no time to fill a petition in.
Anyway, look, the website's right there on my phone, and I'm going to sign it as soon as this thing's done.
That's so cool, man. I can't wait to watch you do that.
But I was surprised. I was really, really surprised.
That is wild. Well, it's like, I mean, abortion is still in the Crimes Act in New Zealand. There's a lot to change. People think we're just this cozy little nation who gets everything right. But you know what? Not true.
I love that. I love this idea of Young Greens and Young Labour. Just, it's almost like, you know, we're moving house and someone's taken out the big pieces of furniture and then they've gone around with the mini vac and they're just sucking up all the other bits of dust to make sure that everything's clean. You know, it's like, what else is floating around that we're like, we should fix? And they're like, oh, quickly get that, pick that up. And, you know, they're just like zhuzhing up all the other sort of extra bits.
Gay conversion therapy to you is like a little bit of extra dust in the house.
Well, no,
to
like
vacuum up.
They're like, well, we've definitely, like, you know, legalized same-sex marriage.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's not a crime to be gay anymore, and you know, we've done all the, we've taken back all the past sentences to people who were, you know, arrested for being gay.
Yeah,
and. Oh, whoa, I didn't see that in the corner there. There's a bit of gay conversion therapy happening, and like,
we'll just suck that up,
clean that up.
Cool, man. Do you think you'd ever join a political party?
Oh, no. Oh, you've heard me speak about things of importance. I just can't get a fucking sentence out.
My dad is a member of a political party. He's very political. He's been to 3 different Trump protests in 3 different continents.
That's so good. That's so hot. That's what I'm saying.
It's major.
What continents?
New Zealand. in the great continent of New Zealand. But he's also been to one in New York. He went to the big one. Not the Women's March, but the big Trump protest that happened a few days before the first Women's March.
Oh, yes.
And then he's been to one just recently in London as Trump was arriving. You know, with the Trump balloon.
Yes, that was a great one.
I'd love to have a giant balloon of me, even if it was making fun of me. I'd be like, there I am, up in the sky.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. And a nappy?
And a nappy, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
No, I don't believe
that. A giant balloon of me?
No, you wouldn't like that at all.
And on the back it says, Male Gaze, TVNZ On Demand, available weekly.
Brought to you by Fajoas.
Do we have a Queen of the Week? Who are we going to talk about?
Nah.
Oh, we want to talk about...
You have to earn it. You have to make a fucking fragrance.
We were going to talk about all female actors who have been neglected by the pop-up Globes in New Zealand's Decision 2. They have come out. They've released their upcoming season. They're doing two mixed company shows with 1.5 women in them, presumably, and then two all-male cast shows, one of which is The Taming of the Shrew, which they promise is going to comment on the Me Too and Time's Up movements.
There's so many things that's really cooked about this. So, for those who don't know what the pop-up club is, I don't know, maybe because you don't live in New Zealand or you're not a Shakespeare nerd.
I can't imagine what that's like.
It came over to New Zealand a couple of years ago. This guy who has the most annoying hat.
That is his most iconic feature, right?
Fuck, it's bad.
Especially because he used to have facial hair, and then this week when he's been doing the publicity rounds for his terrible choice, he shaved it off, and now it's just like all on that leather cheese cutter.
Oh, it's bad. It's big too. It's yeah, a big
it's
hat.
It's a big one. He's got a tiny face.
It's a big mood, eh?
Yeah. Anyway, he looks like a Lego person.
He's built like a scale replica of the globe, made out of scaffolding. It's called the Pop-Up Globe, and they do these big seasons of Shakespeare plays, and people love it. It's so busy. They just perform to thousands of people.
And I'm part of it. I went to see him at Summit Stream last year. I absolutely loved it. The Fairy Spoke in Toreo. There's a lovely little garden bar outside. I was loving it.
Oh, yeah. It's a great... Like, I love any kind of big civic event that, like, gets people along. Yes. And you're all kind of there together sharing this experience. But there's one thing that he's always insisted on is having these all-male cast, because it's historically accurate to have an all... Because, you know, Shakespeare was originally performed by all men because it was illegal for women to perform on stages.
And it's, like, so cool. Let's hark back to that tradition. Not cool.
Not cool.
Also, you know what's cooked? It wasn't adult men playing the woman roles. It was fucking prepubescent boys because they sounded like women. And they had more legal right to be on stage than women.
It's just so weird to... I never understand this desire to want to bring back something old versus, like, why don't you just fucking progress? Like, you just have the choice here to be like, move forward as a society. But the people are so obsessed with how things used to be, and it just makes zero sense to me.
Well, anytime you're harkening back to an age like that as well, you're also harkening back to all the atrocious things that are to do with that age. Like, anytime someone's like, the 50s are so cool, let's dress 50s, and it's like, yeah, things weren't that great. The civil rights movement was like, not happening yet.
I always think about this when I see specifically, like, women dressing as those kind of 50s, like, rockabilly kind of, like, they've got the hair twirly whirly, and they're like, I've made a pie, you know, and they're like, they're all that vibe. And my thought is, like, why are you channeling this era? Like, it's
an era of, like, oppression.
When I think of the 50s, like, 50s films, like, not films made in the 50s, but, like, films about the 50s.
Grease. I remember finding out that was, like, filmed in the 70s about the 50s and being like, what?
It's a crazy film. In my mind, it's set in the 70s.
Yeah. That's how I think of it as well.
I would never consider that as like a 50s kind of film. But I guess, it is.
It was like retro in the 70s.
It's so
strange.
That's
trippy to think about.
That's like us doing something set in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Which...
We'd do. I'd do a early 2000s, to be honest. Strong era for Shakespeare-based teen movies.
Yes.
Which I loved.
Taming of the Shrew is the...
basis for 10 Things I Hate About You.
Heath Ledger. This whole thing is tying it together.
Oh my God, beautiful man.
Dancing down those stairs. Oh. He's... reckon that's peak beautiful Heath Ledger.
Yeah, he's so handsome in that.
His hair is quite strange.
No, I like it.
It's dyed.
Yeah, strong.
It could be blonder
black,
in my opinion, but I've always wanted him to kiss me on the lips in that weird paint balloon scene.
Oh my god. And the song is, I'm surprised that you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. And then they fall, collapse in their white jumpsuits.
The fuck?
Do you know what's so cooked about 10 Things I Love About You, that date, is that if someone ever was like, let's go on a date paintballing, they'd be dumped on the spot.
What's the crazy thing about that though is that they paintballing, it isn't even paintball. It's like they're holding the balloons of paint.
Yes, and they're surrounded by hay.
And they're just throwing this. And paint and hay is a terrible combination.
Yeah. Anyway, we celebrate all women. And we want more women on stage.
I love Penny. So Penny Ashton is an improviser that we know from
life, man.
Where she's been?
She's
in
based
Auckland.
In Auckland, but she tours the world with her shows, her Charles Dickens and Jane Austen themed parody shows.
And she spoke on this show, The Project, about how fucked this is that they're trying to leverage the Me Too movement to sell tickets to their feminist work, Taming of the Shrew, with an all male cast. Oy. It's just the funniest sentence. And Miles Gregory, old cheese cutter hat man, was on the panel with her, and she was, I loved it. There was no politeness around it.
Nothing.
She was just hammering it to him, and
he had no good excuses. He had no good rebuttal.
He had nothing. And what did you think about the, like, Jesse Mulligan and Kanoa and Mel and Bryce Casey?
Well, I thought Mel was really good at, because Jesse was like giving a bit more of a voice to Miles and making sure to bring him in, but then Mel was like not letting him get away with stuff. Like, she was supporting Penny. I thought it was really good. Then Bryce came in with a bizarre call about it being just about tall poppy syndrome. No.
Kiwis are obsessed with talking about tall poppy syndrome because they're just like, it's such a, that is a stuff comment hot pot. Eh?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as tall poppy syndrome comes up, everyone's like, everyone's got a take on it.
Yeah, it's wild. What I loved at the end of the conversation though was when Jesse was like, all right, Miles, we'll give the last word to you. And then Miles said, I think everyone should just come and see the work and then they'll see how feminist it is. And then Jesse was like, yeah, probably won't, but thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I love that.
Such a good savage blow.
It's just so weird too, in those situations, you want, like, I guess you do want to hear both sides of the debate. If like a debate is that both sides get an equal chance to express their opinion, but all I wanted to do was hear from Penny.
Yeah, because she was
right. Yeah,
and it's not like I just feel like guys like Miles have got away with that sort of thing for so long that do we need to hear the reasons why they can keep doing that?
Is there anything that you would want to see an all male version of?
Burlesque.
I would love to see like a queer male version of the Lady Marmalade.
Yes, that'd be sick.
So like Troy Sivan, Leaf.
Yeah. Ollie Alexander.
Oh, he's actually just done a cover of Ariana, and
he has.
Choice. I haven't heard it.
It's pretty good.
I keep just seeing things and being like, I'll get on to that.
I know, and I hope you find the time.
I should have a checklist, or you know, people have like on their, when they have their internet browsers, they've got the spectacles, and you click that, and then it's all the things that you want to do. Oh my god, I don't know how to work the internet.
Oh, bookmarks.
Bookmarks.
Isn't that weird? Why isn't it a book? Why is it the spectacles?
Because you have to read books with spectacles.
You know what I love is the incognito mode guy. When you go into incognito mode, there's a guy with a little hat.
I would never go on incognito mode because I've got nothing to hide.
Shut up. It's a guy with a little hat and a trench coat and glasses. As if when you go on incognito mode, that's what you put on.
You're a spy.
You're a spy.
Only spies watch porn.
I've got a spy for porn. I'm a spy for porn and Googling myself.
Do you go on incognito mode when you Google yourself?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to come up. I don't want people to know how many times I've done it.
What are you searching?
The male gaze.
Oh, yeah.
Eli Mathewson.
I'm publicly. Should we look at what is the last things we searched?
Yeah, great.
On Twitter?
Oh, no. I've got a Google alert for my name, actually, today.
So, when you go into Twitter, your history.
I've got an iconic list of five things.
Go.
Here's my recent searches. Male gaze first. Barbie YouTube, second. Barbie YouTuber, third. Barbie vlog, fourth. The male gaze, fifth. Because Barbie's got vlogs. Have you watched them?
No, I haven't watched them.
Oh my god, is it in your checklist of things to do?
Yes, I saw that on the line. I was like, I need to watch that.
Barbie is the queen of the week. Barbie's doing these vlogs. They're about depression. They're about, okay, cool.
I'll just do mine and then I want to hear it.
Great.
Here's a mine. Gay conversion therapy. Gang bang engagement. Gay porn star gets engaged. Cher and Meryl. The male gaze.
That photo of Cher and Meryl needs to be in the Louvre. It's so good.
I thought you said in the loo. Yeah,
In my toilet next to my degree.
Okay, tell me about Barbie.
So there's these vlogs, right? And it's Barbie, and she wears different outfits, but some of them are kind of more casual. Ooh. Sometimes she hasn't really got as much makeup on. And
is she a doll or a human?
I think she's a human, but she looks like the doll. It is...
animated.
She's animated. That's CGI. What I wanted to know. It's not someone like moving, puppeteering like, a plastic doll.
Is she human or is it a doll? And you were like trying to... like what? Like... an existential question. You answered it as if you genuinely wanted to know. If you thought Barbie was a... I'm like, yeah, she's a human.
I mean, in this CGI interpretation, are they showing us
to know
an animated doll or a human?
A fucking doll making a blog. That's what I wanted to know.
Computer animation. Anyway, and she does this one about...
Sandy Circus.
Andy Circus is doing an amazing job as Barbie. Skipper also features in these vlogs sometimes.
Wow.
Her little sister. And it's just her. And there's one where she's like, I wanted to talk today about how sometimes I don't feel like myself. And it's really hard. And I do things like I do some yoga and some meditation, or I sing to myself. Those things usually cheer me up, but sometimes they don't. And sometimes it's okay to not feel so great. It's like full on.
If Barbie has got vlogs, honestly, I reckon we are 6 months away from having a gay Barbie or a queer Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Inevitably, she will tackle the issue.
Imagine if Barbie comes out. Your face.
I've got goosebumps.
It would be so good.
It would be so good.
She was like, I know people have wondered why me and Ken have been
Ken
on and
came
off.
Out. Finally, and she was like, we should address the rumors.
Yeah.
People have been wondering, why Ken and I are still not seeing each other? Or like, what's the kind of grounds of our relationship? Well, we started dating in the 90s.
And we dated for 22 years.
And there's a lot of pressure on us to kind of hold up this thing that we were this happy couple, when really, it wasn't the case.
Things aren't always just perfect plastic with us.
Life in plastic, it's not so fantastic. Ken would brush my hair and take me everywhere. And those were the first signs. Imagination. That was his creation. And he imagined
and in a
I
way,
was a man.
It was also my creation, because I was imagining a world where our relationship was perfect. Like the idea that we were projecting to the world.
He's like, come on, Barbie, let's go party. And he keeps driving me to these parties. I don't want a party. His parties are not the... they didn't want me there. They were gangbangs.
And here's the thing. We can laugh, we can play, but if you say, I don't need to be yours, I'm my own person, I'm a Barbie girl.
In a Barbie world. And Ken's not part of that world anymore. He's got his own Ken world. Did you know, the crazy part of that song, at the beginning of that, is when in the beginning it's like, hey Barbie, wanna ride? Sure,
Ken.
Jump in. It's like, what? Why does that song kick off with Barbie hitchhiking on the side of the road and Ken driving by?
How surreal as well that Dr. Jones is it? It's about Indiana Jones, right?
I am shook.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's about, that's why they're like in kind of like hunting clothes.
Fuck that song up so hard for me now.
Yeah.
Fuck that. In my mind, I was like, they've written a song about some crazy doctor who's like helping people who live out in the forest with like their medical issues.
No, man, it's Indiana Jones. Actually, I don't know if I can verify that, but I've always thought that. I had the single
the
cover.
Is right. Is it the beginning
of it?
Fall
in love for the first time. Heartbeat and kisses so sweet. Summertime love in the moonlight.
I'm missing you. I want you by my side. And I hope you miss me too.
Come back and play.
I'll think about you every day. You only want you sweep my feet right off the ground.
You're the love I found.
I don't think it is Indiana Jones.
Have you seen the video?
Ozzy Driss is Dr. Jones.
Yeah, they're all in like Dr.
Clearly,
Indiana
there's
Jones
one thing
gear.
We can take away from today's episode is like I haven't clearly watched enough. I've been meaning to watch it. It's on my it's on my bookmarks.
The video for Dr. Jones.
Since the '90s, it's been in my bookmarks.
How outrageous that Aqua did a free concert in Auckland. I've never been more livid to live in Christchurch than the year that Aqua came, and then it was part of their video documentary that I owned
really?
And watched. Yeah, it was them in Auckland.
So I danced to that cassette tape every weekend.
I didn't have the original version of Aquarium. I had the remix album.
Oh.
And it was wild.
Oh, that's good.
Should we wrap up?
Yeah. What can we take away from this episode?
Barbie's a real person, man.
I've got...
Or a doll.
Or a doll. Either way, Ken needs to speak his truth.
Chris needs to clear up his... needs to close some... watch the things that he's got...
in my bookmarks. And Eli... needs to stop going into incognito mode when he wants to look into himself. Because yeah. We all know he's a narcissist. We all are.
That's
true. You literally said, I would love a giant balloon of myself. And then you're like, I go in incognito mode when I Google myself.
I am a giant balloon of myself. Guys, please watch The Male Gaze. It's on TVNZ On Demand and YouTube. And if you're in the United Kingdom, come and see my show, The Year of Magical Fucking. It's on at Underbelly.
And if you're in Auckland, come see my show, Sibs, which I'm performing with my younger sister at Basement Theatre, 7th to 11th of August.
Sick!
Ba-ba-choo. God, we're busy.
Yeah, no. And big thanks to our sponsor, Big Pen.
No, Fajoas. Fajoas. They're not quite Fijoas.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a face.